Now, as I continue, this whole focus for this year is just as I am. Charlotte Elliott, who is the author of the poem, which we know as a hymn, Just As I Am. I remind you that she wrote the poem in 1835. You know, I keep trying to stay in the 1900s. I don't know what happened to me there. 1835, because of her brokenness and her inability physically to be able to hardly even relate to those around her. Agony continually. Verse 3 of her poem, or even in the songbook, I don't know which one it is there. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, I know something. Just as I am, I know that life is vicious. I know that people hurt. I know their actions hurt. I know what they say hurts. I know that the world does not care about God, what is right, what is best. But I also know this. I know that God so loved me. I know, now listen to Romans 8, 5, verse 6. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, were past tense. We were powerless. When I said yes to Jesus, I got all the power I'll ever need. When we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. And me. Christ died for the ungodly. I know he did. And I know this, that if he died for us in our sinning state, in a horrible, vicious state of full of sin, if he died for me then, how much greater is he going to live for me today? See, Jesus isn't dead. There's a story about him. You ought to read it. It's in a book called the Bible. They put him on the cross. Satan was happy. Finally got Jesus out of the picture. He died. They buried him. But he didn't stay buried. Now, ain't that just something? He didn't stay buried. He conquered death. And he didn't just conquer his death. He conquered your death, my death. He conquered it all. Oh, on that resurrection morning, I always get excited. Closer gets to Easter. Then right after Easter's over, I get excited waiting for next Easter. Because, you know, I always get thrilled about the true story of the resurrection of Jesus. The true story. Man had put him in a tomb. The leaders of the day, the rulers, the viciousness of the Roman Empire, they had sealed the tomb. But God came looking for his boy. And when God came looking for his boy, he did not care whose seal was on that tomb. The scripture says, and God raised his son. God raised his son. When he came looking, he found. When Jesus came for me, he found me. And he offered to me salvation. I accepted. And I know that he's got me in his hand. I know that life isn't fair. I know that I don't have to contribute to its unfairness. But I also know that I got to tell the story. It's the story of the cross. It's the story of not just my salvation, but the salvation of all that have ever existed. It's all in the blood. Saw who Jesus is. Jesus said, I'll walk with you and talk with you. When, Lord? Oh, Larry, if I waited for you to get it together, it'd never be a conversation. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Where you are, I am. I want you to know that, Larry. So Larry says this, I know in whom I have believed. What's the song? I know in whom I have believed. Remember that? You know, I loved to sing it as a kid. And I thought, I wonder what that means. Believed. I just got a kick out of the way it was said. I know in whom I have believed. Do y'all remember that song? I don't remember the name of it. Is that the name of it? Yeah. I don't care what the name of it was, but I do know in whom I have believed. And I know that he is able to lead to deliver me. I know in whom I have believed. 2 Timothy 1:2. For this reason, this is the Apostle Paul speaking, I also suffer these things. Now you had to have been stoned and beaten as many times as this guy has to really make such a statement. And they say, well, is that a statement of faith? You better believe it. This guy, arthritis, had really taken over in his day, even when he was young. He'd been beaten so much for Jesus. He'd suffered from the whippings. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. I know that I'm going to mess up. I know that I'm going to step off the path. I know that the ditch of life overwhelms me so often. I know. But I know the power of the blood of the cross much better. And I know in whom I have believed. And I know that he is able. Not only is he able, he will. Amen. He will. That's why you're supposed, Christian, that's why you pray for your enemy. You know, preacher, I never did understand that. Lord tells me I need to pray for my enemy. You know, preacher, I never have prayed for my enemy yet, and I don't intend to start. My enemies are so many, and they're already so powerful. Remember King David's prayers? Remember his outcry from the heart because he's so overwhelmed from his enemies? So why would I pray for them? Christian, you pray for them because they've just messed with the child of God. You. You. And there's nothing the world can do to them that's going to be worse than what God will. Don't mess with one of God's children. Don't touch my anointed, says God. I love the old English, touch not my anointed. It means don't mess with the kingdom of God. Don't mess with the king's family. So I know in whom I believe, and I know that he's the one who is able, not me. I know beyond any doubt whatsoever, I have eternal life. I know it. Do you know that that's what aggravates the non-Christian world? What makes them so angry with Christians? You know what that is? You Christians, you just think you know you're going to be in heaven. I don't think I'm going to be in heaven. I know I'm going to be in heaven. Amen. There's no doubt in my mind about it. Well, that's what makes you all so disgusted. Well, I might be disgusting to you, but I love you. And if you'll give me time, I would love to introduce you to my Savior who lets me know that I can know. Now listen to 1 John 5, verse 13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God. Now look what it says. So that you may know, not guess, know that you have eternal life. I'm telling you so you will know it. Yes, but that takes faith. Ah, does, don't it? Oh, actually, that is the way I'm saved, isn't it? God gives me grace, and it is my faith in Jesus Christ and what He did for me on the cross. Is that not what salvation is? Must we always have to put it back on how great a Christian we are? Oh, look at me. I'm so good. I make myself sick, not any sicker than you make the rest of us. I'm so good. No, you're not. Jesus is good. Amen. Jesus is good. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus died for me. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, you Christians, you're just about out of your mind. All that comes from your mouth is Jesus. Yeah. Woo! Isn't that a blessing? That somebody is sick of listening to you because you talk too much about Jesus. Man, you're going to be looking good going through those gates. You got me? I declare in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that I'm saved in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that my sins were paid for. And His name is Jesus. I want you to know that death cannot touch me because death was conquered by Jesus. And I want you to know that one day every knee will bend and every tongue will confess Jesus is Lord. Amen. Oh, Jesus has been around before time began, and Jesus will be forever. And you know what Jesus did on His way through planet Earth? He offered me an opportunity, you an opportunity, to get to be with Him where He is eternally. After all, we're family. After all, it's all about what He did, not about what I've done or you've done. Do we not look for peace? Why then do we look for peace out in the world? Do you see anything at peace in the world? Do you see any hope that the world is offering? Have you noticed that there are people out in the world that lie to you? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that the one who loves you the most is the very one that you've tried to push away? His name is Jesus. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. Now, I just don't want to bother you anymore. Thank you for saving me. Well, I don't want to embarrass anyone by mentioning Jesus all the time. I'm proud of my Savior. I'm proud of what He has done. He has given it all for each of us. He knows our name. He knew us before we were even conceived. We go way back, don't we? And He also reminds us, not only that, I knew you before time began. We're getting older than we think. But you see, time has no control over us either, because now we are eternal. Now I realize my eternal existence, and I know that I shall be eternal with Jesus wherever and whatever world He wants me to be a part of. It's got to be great being with Him. I know that knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life is priceless. It's priceless. Do you know you're priceless? Do you think of that? God allowed His Son to go ahead and die for you as a sinner, for me, while in the sinning state. Jesus died for me. That means there wasn't any kind of price that God would not pay for our salvation, including His sinless Son. And that's the price it would take. And God watched as His Son paid the penalty. Paid it all for you and for me. Just as I am. Larry, you come just as you are. Don't you try to polish yourself up. You're not going to look that good anymore anyway. You come just like you are. You come to me like you are. Folks, that invitation has never ceased. It wasn't just when I was lost and I accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. Come just like you are right now. Christians, we mess up. Christians, we don't get it right. Not only do we not get it right sometimes, we don't get it right most of the time. Because we have such battles going on from within. And life is hitting us from without. And Jesus is saying to us, I'm right here. I haven't moved. I'm right here looking to you. Looking to the hurt and the pain that you're having on the inside. That broken part of you that man can fix. The broken spirit and Satan's tricks. I look to your heart, to your mind, to all of who you are. For I am your Savior. I am the one who loves you. I'll never be afar. Reach out your hand, lift your heart. Feel my touch. Let me be a part of that broken spirit, the mind that's breaking. But my heart for you is always true. I will reach in. I'll heal that shakes, that hurts, when the earth quakes, when your life is falling apart and you see no hope. Look to me. I'm the one to whom you spoke, the one who felt your pain, your great despair, the one who's always been there. I am your God. I am the one who truly cares. I care about your life, your children, the brokenness that you feel, the hurt, the pain, the things that seem so unreal. It is me that looks to your eyes and sees your heart. I know you need that start. I know you need the power that only I can give. I am your Savior. I am your love. I am your peace. I'll give you all I can give. I will bring to you what the world cannot. I will give to you that one sweet dot, my love, my blood, my tear I shed. I shed it for you, not for the dead. When I promised you that I would come again, I promised you I'd never leave, that I will always be there with you. I'll always be true. I'll always be the Savior that truly loves you. The Savior that looks to your heart. The Savior that feels each spark, that hurt, that pain. Listen to me, folks. I serve a Savior. He's real. He cares. He sees what's going on. He sees what's real. He sees the real part of who you are. And he knows something. And he's never far. He's right close at hand. And he cries out from within, I am your love. I am the man that first touched your heart and brought that peace and joy. I'm your Savior. You're my boy. You're the girl. You're the child. Because of you, life is worthwhile. My Father gave us hope. Hope within. He said, don't you worry, I'll give you your kin. God, I won't leave you. I'll always be true. I'll touch their heart, and when I can, I'll use you. I am your Savior, tried and true. Oh, mercy. The Lord says through His power, through His Word, when you know me, you got a priceless love. Philippians 3, verse 8. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the priceless gain of knowing Christ Jesus. I know Him. Do you hear me? I know Him. Do you hear me? I know Jesus, and He knows me. And Brother Randy, it don't get any better than that. Let's pray. Father, touch our lives, Father, with Your Spirit. It's only through Your touch, it's only through Your hope that we can open the eyes of our heart, that we, dear Heavenly Father, will be able to rejoice during the times of trials and tribulations. Thank You for knowing us, Father. Thank You for using us, Lord. Thank You, Father, for being patient with us. Help us now that we can truly be a help to others, that we can be the children You've called us to be. For we ask that blessing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.